South Australia was founded as a free colony in 1836, and with construction of the earliest stage of the jail in 1841, Adelaide Jail is, along with Government House, one of the oldest surviving public buildings in the state, designed by the first architect in the colony, George Strickland Kingston, who came to South Australia as an assistant to William Light.
It ran a little bit more expensive than what was expected, though?
That's right, yeah. It became soon became apparent after settlement that not everyone in the new colony was prepared to uphold law and order, and in 1838 tenders were sought for a temporary jail, which preceded the existing jail as we now see it. And the original cost for the entire jail was £17,000, but by 1841, with only half of the planned work completed, costs had actually already reached £16,000, with only half of the jail's original design complete.
As we sit out the front of the Adelaide Jail now, you can still see remnants of the original piece, a couple of the towers and things like that. It's amazing to think that the heritage that is in that primary part of the jail, and also the other bits that have since been added on as well.
Yeah, it survived the 150 almost years, or more than 150 years since construction, remarkably well. And what we can see on a visit to the jail is you will see two of the originally intended four towers were completed. Only one of those towers, due to the cost constraints that I mentioned a moment ago, only one of those towers has the castellations, and as I said, only two of the four towers were completed. Takes us through to what we call the new building, which is referred to as the new building only because it's not as old as the rest. That was actually constructed in 1878, and by the end of about the 1880s, early 1890s, the jail and the layout of the jail was constructed more or less as we see it today.
As a jail, was it a housing for hardened criminals, or was it just pretty much petty criminals that found their way here?
Certainly in the earliest days of the jail was actually referred to locally as Ashton's Hotel. William Ashton was the first governor of the jail, and many of the offenders that were sent here sent themselves here, really, because the jail was a place where they could find a bed and a decent meal for the night. A lot of those offenders, therefore, were, pickpockets and loiterers in trouble for being drunk in a public place, for example.